A Neanderthal man sitting by the fire at night, alone. Suddenly a person appears at the edge of the forest, from out of nowhere.
Oh, you come close. I kill you with my club, and then eat you.
Yes, not much evolution down here, I guess. Do you see what I have in my hand?
Well, stupid shaped stick. No match for club.
Volka, this is a bow and arrow. It enables me to inflict damage without getting close and in danger.
No, only gods can do that with light from sky.
You see how the arrow has penetrated your club. Your club is very hard, but yet the arrow is sunk in deep. Your club is hard, but flesh is soft. We kind of call it the bleeder weapon.
Are you god from sky?
No, we're just a different tribe and evolved differently than you. We come from the mountains way up.
Nobody living on mountain way up. Air no good.
We've adapted.
You tribe you come from must be weak, small. There's not many live up there. My tribe on the ground, many. Very strong, big.
We are smaller people, yes, but it makes us more nimble. And because we don't use brute force for everything, like obviously your tribe on the ground, our brains have evolved.
My ground tribe, very successful. Have many, many breeders.
My tribe in the mountains only has a few breeders. They have to earn the right to breed. Our breeders are generally slim, attractive, fit and well-proportioned.
My tribe have many breeders, big, small, large, make replacements all the time. Even ugly ones get baby when man drink berries.
Yes, by looking at you, that is pretty damn obvious.
So why your tribe not come down from mountain and take my tribe with wonder weapon and that nimbloid thing you talk about, as you think you so uppity?
There's no need. We have everything we need up in the mountains. And your tribe is basically doomed anyway. Tell me something, do your breeders talk?
All the time, but say nothing.
What a nightmare. Our breeders are mute. They're born that way.
Well, you don't live on mountain. You live in paradise. Maybe I come visit your mountain tribe. Look at your breeders.
No, you wouldn't be any good up there. First of all, the air is far too thin for you. You'd faint, pass out.
I cannot go up while you come down. Not faint.
I just have to move slower, that's all.
Why my ground tribe? Doom. Big fire coming? Earth shake?
No, I don't think so. It's because of your breeders. We have very long rituals. Breeders have to show intelligence. Their genetics have to be good. Having the right to breed gives them special privileges, of course. But only while they remain breeders. I suspect all your breeders in your tribe are allowed to mate.
If breeder have tube, we fill it up. It is cup of life.
Yes, and obviously your offspring reflect that.
My leader of my tribe. You talk different. Maybe the berry juice I'm drinking, but you talk good. Maybe time for my tribe to change.
A ground person with a vision. A glimmer of hope for your tribe's evolution. And our meeting was the catalyst.
Where he go? Move like tiger cat. Maybe he never there. I think I stopped drinking berry juice.
The Neanderthal man slings his club over his shoulder and stumbles back to his tribe. But what he doesn't notice is there's still an arrow sticking in his club.
The Twilight Zone.